So the discussion is about Torah Shebaal Peh when Mashiach comes. What's going to happen? So the din is that we're not supposed to things. Torah Shebichsav is supposed to stay Bichsav written down. So you're not supposed to learn it by heart or teach it by heart. Torah Shebaal Peh is supposed to stay Baal Peh. You're not supposed to write it down. For certain reasons that change, and we write down Torah Shebaal Peh. So the question is, when Mashiach comes, is that going to change? What's going to happen with all our Sfarim? We're buying more and more Sfarim. The Mashiach comes, what's going to happen? Are we going to have to get rid of them? Are we going to be able to use them? Are we going to have to put them in Sheamus? What's going to happen? Why is it okay to write down Torah Shebaal Peh nowadays, the oral law? Why is it okay to write it down? So there's a Gemara in Tmura, the first Gemara in Akim. First Gemara says, why? What's the problem? Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani, Miturgamani the Rish Lakish, he was the one who would translate for Rish Lakish when he gave a drasha. Kasav Echadimir, one pasuk says, Kasav Lacha Esadvarim Eila. You should write these things, the words that Yibishir is telling you. So if Yibishir is telling you, you should write the Torah. The Kasav Echadimir, Ki Alpi Hadvarim Eila. Alpi, meaning that it's not written. It's what's being told over to you. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, "Leimar l'chad dvarim shal peh yatarashi lo imron bichsav." Things which are al peh, Torah shal peh, you can't write it down. V'shebichsav yatarashi lo imron al peh. Things which are written down, you're not able to say it over by heart. Right. So the Gemara says these two pesukim are teaching us to there's two different parts of the Torah. There's Torah shebichsav, Torah shal peh, and yeah, they have to remain the way they're supposed to be. So. But then the Gemara brings it down. Why did things change? Why are we reading the Gemara, right? Or the Gemara is written down. What happened? So the Gemara says, a few lines later, the Gemara says, V'darshi, we learn it, there's a drasha, hachi, eslas eslashem etiru teiru sechel. When you need to, there's a great time of need, you need to do something for the sake of the Eivishter, and therefore we went against the Torah in order to do something for the Eivishter. Amri, and therefore they said, based on this, they said, Mutav ti aker Torah, better that you should be ma'iker iser from the Torah, writing down the Torah, ba'at ishtakech Torah Yisrael, and then the Torah will not be forgotten. That's the heter for writing down Torah Shebaal Peh. Saying if you try to keep the Torah till the T and not write it down, you'll end up being mevatel the whole Torah, because no one's going to remember it. So this is the heter for the reason why we write down that we're able to write down Torah. So now Lasulavi, when Mashiach comes, so right, the Rambam says that we're not going to be worried about Daigas Parnasa, about all these things. We're going to be sitting and learning Torah all day, and more than that, that the Ruach HaTuma is going to avim in the Aretz, which that causes us to be forgetful. So we're not going to be forgetting Torah. So it's not going to be so hard to remember. We're going to be able to memorize the whole Torah Shabbat. So what's going to be with all the Svarim? So some Pesukim, when they were printing their Svarim in their Hagdama, so they brought this up. They're middle printing their Sefer. I guess maybe they were worried. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? Are they going to have to get rid of it? So they bring up a discussion. So the Sefer Maidim is Manim. In Ha'ara in Hagdama, he brings up Hishayla. The second Maramachim, he says, what's going to be the din kishaniske bekarev lebias Mashiach sitkenum? When we are zeche for Mashiach to come, ha'im nachzir atara liyeshna. Well, things go back to the way it was. In the good old days, sha'asra lum leiter shabal peh minaksav, you're not allowed to learn it from the writing. The leishari lum leit elabal peh, and you can only learn it by heart, dafke, ki ikar din teira. The imkein, hasvarim shabiyadeinu, which we have now, nitzarach, az legainzam. We're going to have to put them in Sheamus. We're not going to be able to use them. The reason why we're able to learn Torah Peh from paper, from books, is because and they were matter to learn from the writing. We're going to find learn. So maybe the Isser is going to be Chesav Anir, it's going to go back to the way it used to be. So. Right, so do we say that it's going to come back, or do we say once it was mutter, once we got a heter that you could learn that it's not, you're allowed to write things down, the Isser is gone, and you're going to be able to keep writing down or learning from Svarim Lasid Lav Yom HaMashiach. So,
I'm not talking about writing more stuff.
So I was about to say, so there are really three parts of the question over here. First of all, are you allowed to write new, when Mashiach comes, are you going to write down new chidushim, chidushim and more divrei Torah from Melech HaMashiach, everything we're going to be learning then, are we going to be able to write it down then? That's the first part of the question. Second part is, what about
Torah Chadosh, is it going to be Ksava or
Valpeh? Yeah, so it's definitely going to be Valpeh. Are we going to be able to write it down also? Yeah. So are we going to be able to write things down in the future? And second of all, what about the past Svarim that we have? Are we going to be able to use them? Do we have to get rid of them? And also, could we, and even if we could use things that are already there, could we reprint them? Yeah. And so first we'll get into the question of, are we going to be able to write it down? Yeah. Are we going to be able to write it down? Are we going to be able to write down Teir Shabbat Peh when Mashiach comes? Is the Isser completely gone or not? So the discussion, so the pacing, so one of the questions we have to address first is the Isser that you're not allowed to write down Teir Shabbat Peh. Is that Isser Deraisa or only Isser Derabana? Because if it's Isser Deraisa, even though now we say Isas is Hashem Peh Teir Secha, but can't be Mevatel Isser Menatero. So even though Mashiach comes, it makes sense that the Isser should still be there. But if it's only Isser Derabanan, so maybe Heimamru, Chacham said that you shouldn't write down Teresha Bechsav, Teresha Bapeh, for whichever reasons we'll see later. And they said they decided to take away the Gzeir because they saw Asis Hashem, so maybe they were completely Mevatel.
You're not writing it, it's already written. If the Isser is to write, you're not allowed to write it down. We're not writing it down. We have
it. But are you allowed to keep, are you allowed to keep writing it down?
Are you allowed to read it? Are you allowed to read it?
Are you allowed to keep writing it down?
Right now
we're going to talk about
reading old books.
Okay, after. First we're going to address, could you write down, is it, you're saying, right, you're addressing, let's say the Isser is still there, but could you keep the old ones? But we want to first address, is the Isser Bechal going to be there? So the question comes up, you have to address, is the Isser Dereis or Isser Rabbanon? Isser Rabbanon, it's a lot easier to say it's not going to be there anymore. So, there's a tshuva from the Chasam Sefer, which in the middle of which he holds that writing down Teir Shabbat Peh is Isser Minatay, is Isser Deraisa. And it's a famous tshuva. He's writing very sharply. He's writing against people who print Svarim, not L'shem Shemaim, just because they want to get famous. They want everyone to know about them. They want to become a famous person. So he says that people who do such a thing, they're over on the Isser Deraisa of Dvarim Shabbat Peh, Yatarash al Iman Bichsav. Because what's the whole heter? Because Esas is Lashem. So he says, if your Kavana is Lashem, L'shem Shemayim, when you're printing the Svarim, then you're allowed to print Svarim. But if your Kavana is not L'shem Shemayim, it's for yourself, so then you're being over on Isser Deraisa. So it's in the third Maramakim, he writes, Umasha Kasav Shal Mi Mechabri Svarim Chadashim. In the Basom sent him a sefer. He says this that he wrote over there that people print new svarim. In Omer, he says that kol hamchaber sefer umisadav b'machshavti legadol shmoy, and he's doing it for his own intentions. Rav sabay ha Allah hamura b'mili de'avis. So on him is going to be placed the curse, which is said in Sechtes Avis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. That nagid shma avad shma, someone who runs after fame to get a good name, he's going to lose it. V'leis. And the work of his hands is going to succeed to bring his thoughts to actuality. Because people who look for people's shortcomings, they're going to find him, and it's going to be in his gala that he was really doing for his own coven. And here's the main part. He says, "Melvad." Besides for this, you eval iser deraisa of dvarim shabbat peh I atar ashe lekhisvan. Dvarim shabbat peh, you're not allowed to write down. V'lo hutar elam mishum eis lasis Hashem. Like it says in Gittin of Samachum and Aleph, "V'imeinenu eis la Hashem hari isur v'im kaim eimel." If your kavan is not l'shem shemayim, so the iser is still there. You can't print this one. But you see, he holds over here, so it's a Isser Deraisa of. Sidanaisan. So a lot of Pesachim, they question this, that even if you want to say that, the question they say being Iran is Sidanaisan, because what happened to Mitech Shalei Lishma Balishma? So maybe printing a say, they're printing the Sefer, you're printing Chedushi Torah, not Lishma, but Shalei Lishma Balishma. So some Pesachim question this, but well, apparently you see that it's Issa Deraisam, according to the Chasam Sefer. And the Birchi Yosef actually brings down the Machlekes, he brings down from some Rishonim that we see different days whether it's the Issa Derabanan. In the fourth Maramachin, Birchi Yosef says, Ve'echeze onechi v'chad min Ashad Rosh Tevis, Kaniya. Rabbin Eliezer Mimitz, one of the Rishonim, he wrote in the Sefer Yoreim, Mitzvah Kuf Chavches, Shekosa Bepshitos Dahavi Midrabanan. He writes with the simplicity that it's Issa Derabanan. Ukroi, I the Hedu Yvop Sukim, right? Kasavacha, and he said in Kiapia Vermeila. So say it's Asmachta, the Kroi Asmachta Boma. The Psukim are only Asmachta. It's not a real, really, it's only Midrabanan. So that's the Shitta of the Yerim. Mudibi Harab Hachosi, Askriyan in the. In Sefer Chassidim, Smuchach the Savar Harav Zal, you can see that he holds the Havi Midraisa. Sefer Chassidim holds that it's the Raisa. So that's another Shitta. But Tesis Yishanim, the Tesis Yishanim in Yumo, Daf Ayin Kasu the Havi Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. He says it's Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar not to write it down or to say it by heart. So it's not really. It doesn't sound like it's an Isser Deraisa. It doesn't even sound like it's an Isser Gomer. So according, and then in some places, you also want to be Medai from the Rambam. The Rambam in the whole Sefer Ayad, he doesn't mention the Isser of writing down Teir Shabbat. I'm saying in the whole Sefer Ayad, all the halachas, he doesn't tell you. So if it's something which is Negea L'maisa, and the front, if it's going to be Negea L'asad Lavi, and even now, according to the Chasam Sefer's Negea, he should have said something. So some first Rambam Medayik that the Rambam holds that the whole Gzeira is in Spatel. It's only Gzeira Midrabanan. And the Mela, once they were Mevatel, and they said, Eis Lassius Hashem Ethiro Teyosechal, they were Mevatel, the whole Isser Derabanan. Mela, according to this, also Lavi, there wouldn't be any issue with printing, with writing down Chiddush Teyra. So let's say, possibly, but let's say even if it's a Isser Derabanan, what's the reason to say that it should change Lasad Lavi? Maybe we have to understand what's the reason for the Isser of not writing down Teir Shabbat Peh, and then we'll say we have to see if this Isser applies when Mashiach, the reason for this Isser applies when Mashiach comes. So there's, over here is four reasons which are mentioned for it. So we'll go through them, we'll see how they fit. In the sixth Maram Makim, there's a Medrash Rabba in Perek Mem Zayin Aleph says that says the Eibusher told over the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Eibusher told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell to the Yidden. So it says Amar Lafana V'Yasei Ribbeinu Shalaylon Echtei Beisim Lahem. Should I write it to them the Torah Shabbal Peh? So Amar Loi, the Eibusher told Moshe Rabbeinu, Eini Mivakin Shlitin Lahem Bichsav. I don't want it to give them the Torah Shabbat in writing. Why? Bipnei Shegolei Lafanai, it's known before to me, Sha'ide Kechavim Asidim Lishleit Bahem, that the Goyim are going to get their hands on the Torah. Velito Eisomehem, they're going to take it, View Bezuyim Ba'ivde Kechavim, and they're going to not treat it respectfully. Therefore, Ella, what should I do? Hamikra Ani Mason Lahem Bin Michtav. The Mikra, the Chumash, I'm going to give the Tanakh, I'm going to give them written. The Hamishna, the Talmud, the Haggadah, and Inesan Lahem Alpeh. The Teir Shabbat Peh, the Eibusher didn't want that. The Goyim should get a hold of it. She'im Yavoyu Evdei Kechavim, Yishtabdu Behem, you move Dolim Mehem. Or be removed from them, because they won't. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Eibusher.
Anyway, that's why they ruined the
Shabbat. Right? Mm-hmm. They didn't like it. So this is the reason that Yishai said he shouldn't write it down because he didn't want the game to get a hold of it. So l'chayda this is the reason l'chayda also lovely where it's going to be where Malchay is going to be a Melech Yisrael where the Yidden is going to be Shalim. It's not going to be Mechomes and the Yidden. It's going to be Yad Yisrael Adal Yeno. And so l'chayda there shouldn't be It could be that there won't be any issue. It could be that we would be able to write down Chiddush HaTorah of Torah Shabbat Peh. Another reason is brought down from the Maharsha. The Maharsha says the reason the Eibush didn't want us to write it down, Torah Shabbat Peh, is because then people wouldn't bother learning. It's Shabbat Peh, you know, if you don't learn it, you're not going to know it. You're going to forget it. You have to keep doing Chazarah. If you know everything's on paper, it's on the shelf. One day when I'm interested, I could go take it off the shelf. So he says, Nira b'zeh, the lay nitan lichtev, it wasn't given to written, mishum the lay yismecha adam ala ksiva, because in order that people shouldn't rely on the fact that it's written, the lay yumi d'yisr, v'vada d'yashir lichtev kol ha'dvarim shapeh yuchul adarbe b'divir t'ira. And obviously it's ain't safe. There's plenty of t'ir shalpeh that doesn't end. The Eibush HaRuach said we should keep learning. And afal pi, even though sha'al yedei zeh, even through this, and still the chachamim were matir to write it down, even though it's hefeiro t'ir sechol, which turns out that the Yidden were made for the Torah. How so? Shalo yachzer al mishnasiv talmudei tamid kis mechal ksivim. Even though they knew that through Megalad allowing us to write it down, we're going to be made for the Torah to a degree, because people aren't going to bother learning because it's all in the books. Still, that was the only way that it was going to last. So lachida, this. So you think that this issue, you know, we're not going to have when Mashiach comes. So. So say, if this is so, according to this reason, maybe there shouldn't be an issue. And a third reason, which is the Ran says. Ran says the reason why you can't count Torah Shabbat Peh is because it's not, because if it's written down, if you read from paper, a lot of times it's not so clear what the person's intention was. If you're learning directly from a teacher, if you don't understand something, he'll explain it to you. He'll make it clear. So he writes, the time of the milsa, mishum the dvarim shebichsav ikam mili tuva the midrashim. Says first of all, why teir shebichsav? Why can't you say it by heart? Because there's a lot of things the midrashim mitech haksav. There's a lot of drashis that you only pick up on if you have the actual ksav. Kagoyin chaseidus v'yaseidus. Some words are with the yod, with the vav, without the vav, and we learn out a lot of things from that. The kriv, like siv, sometimes not written or read the way it's. Something's not written the way it's not read the way it's written. It's kavasayu and similar things. The yamasuhu al peh batsiluhu. If you're going to tell it over by heart, they're going to miss out on all these things. And then he goes and also about peh. Why can't he write it down? V'chein dvarim shabal peh heim pirush ledvarim shabichsav. It's a pirush on the teish shabichsav. V'ksheina marim el bal peh yefshal amin alin. If you're going to give it over if you're not going to give it over verbally, people won't figure it out. Elamim pi melamid. You're only going to figure it out clearly if it's from a melamid. She efanish li ha-pirush yofe, who will explain it well to you. The ilu haya nichtav, esher she stopik bai shalei yavin aloshim. Could be he won't understand exactly the way it was written down, and he won't understand the true intent. So according to this, the Ran says, what's the reason why Teresh Balpeh is supposed to be Balpeh not written down? Because you might not understand it that, you might not understand it well if you understand it better if it's given over by a teacher. So on one hand, you could argue lasid lovai that everyone's going to be bucking the tato. There's not going to be shikha. We're going to be clear. We're going to remember everything. So hey, we're not going to have this issue of writing things down that you're not going to understand it well. But on the other hand, you could argue, what about kids that are going to be born then when Mashiach comes? Kids who are going to be born. They're going to grow up. Where are they going to be learning from? Okay, right? You don't want them to learn from svarim because then they might misunderstand it. You want them to learn from teachers. So according to this reason, maybe there will be an issue. Maybe there won't be an issue of writing down Chiddush HaTorah Lasid Lavai. And a fourth reason, the Maral, the Gur Arya writes that because Torah Shabbat Peh is ain't safe. The Eibush HaRuach only allowed told you to write down things that could be written down. Torah Shabbat Peh never ends. Therefore, the Eibush HaRuach didn't want you to write it down. You shouldn't think that this is it. You have the Mishnah and the Gemara and it ends here. It never ends. So in the ninth Maramachin, Kvar Nosu Tam Beperek Sheni De Irvin, Lom Aloy Hutar Lichtai Tir Shabal Peh. The reason is already given. Yipnei She'en Ketz V'Seif L'Tir Shabal Peh. Tir Shabal Peh never ends. K'dechsiv Asi Svarim Harbe En Ketz. They mean many Svarim without end. V'Loy Kosva Ha'Toyro Ela Dover Shashayich Elav K'sivon. The Torah only lets you write down things which are shaykh to be written down. To call davar shenichtav hu meshur mugbol. Anything which is going to be written down needs to be something which is measured and limited, like teir shavich sab. But teir shabal peh, no. So, going with this reason, so maybe taka also the yemeis hamashiach. Maybe taka will be a issur of writing down for the shetera then. Because it's something which is, but it's endless, and therefore you shouldn't put a gvul on something which is endless. Right? Again, this is all going with the hanacha that the isser of writing it down is midrabanan. If it's midrabanan, then they can have a discussion. If it's deraisa, so then we're not in darshin in time of the krav. Saying we give reasons, you give hesbaris, but you can't paskin. So placing discuss it, it's not so clear. There's a sicho where the Rebbe Taka says that it's going to be that loss of love is going to be osur. By the Tavshin Lamed in Yud Shvat, the Rebbe after by the Siyum after the Siyum Sefer Teira of Mashiach Sefer Teira was then. So Rebbe is talking about the mile of a Sefer of Teira Shabichsav over Teira Shabalpeh. That loss of love. Now, Mashiach comes, we're not going to be able to write down Chiddushi Teira. It's going to be Teira Shabbat Peh, but Teira Shabbat Peh we're still going to have. So that's in go to the 11th Maramalkim. Rebbe says, Aval kishiyavim Mashiach tzitkeinu ba'oz yispatel gam inin hashitcha ba'ilon oz yilayiya tzirech v'inin v'chsivas Teira Shabbat Peh. There won't be any inin to write down Teira Shabbat Peh. V'yaseirem izu yaser lichtei v'inyani Teira Shabbat Peh will become aser. Shetzichim hishar davke b'limur Shabbat Peh l'leik sivon. Needs to be davka stay in the way of limur and not writing. And there says gamli but even shall megillah stodim, even megillah stodim, which back in the Gemara, even before Esasis Lashem, so it was a lot of damayroim and tanoim. They would write down just for themselves. They were worried they would forget it, so they would write down for themselves on their notes. They wouldn't publish, but they wouldn't do it publicly. So that was okay. That was back then. But there says even that we're not going to be also to do because it's not going to be necessary. So the question is, what about? So the Rebbe is going with the opinion that loss of the Rebbe is saying the loss of Avitaka, we're not going to have the heter to write down Teir Shabbat Peh anymore. Mm-hmm. There's another sicha. The Rebbe says that Megillah Stodim, to write down notes for yourself, Taka will be okay. I l'chidra, you're not going to forget it. So the Rebbe says, not mitzad forgetting. But mitzvah, when you write things down, it's mechadish new things. When you write things down, you think it over more, and you get more of a clarka, and it's mechadish more things. So mitzvah that, could be you'll be able to write Megillah Stodim for yourself, to write down your own notes.
What about
so things are already written. So that's the next paragraph, the Rebbe says. What's going to be the seder? Achar shetis batal shitcha min o'ilam. That benegia la teir shabbat peh shekvar nichteva. Teir shabbat peh, which was already written, k'may mishnah gemara, ha'im yechayim la'achzer ula kesava. Are you going to write again? Ula hatfisa kesava zeh. It's a mistake. May achar shuv ein seirich b'chsav, itfus kivin she'in chashash al shitcha. So are you going to be able to print it over again since there's not going to be any chashash of shikha? So the Rebbe is talking about, could you reprint them? What about the old ones? Could you use them? Do you have to put them in Seamus? So there's one. So there's a machlekes, the different days about what's the isser of writing down Teir Shabbat Peh. Is the isser writing it, or is the isser also to learn from it? Meaning, once it's already written, are you not allowed to? Was it already done and I can do whatever you want with it, or it was written this and therefore you're not supposed to use it? So there are different places, and Avinezer understands that it's that the Isser is not writing it, not reading it. So,
this is only on the one that wrote it.
Yeah, so I was saying, so then you're able to learn from them. There's some others. Digital format? You're saying it's
right here. Just in case I'm not writing anything.
and the other is a chivas chikri leiv, which he had, which goes with the which goes down to that Isra is also reading it, not just writing it. So that's what machlekes. And another story you could bring up is that that's something which was written b'isser. You could say, are you allowed to read it since it was written b'isser? But svarim which were already printed, they were written b'heter, when you were allowed to. So maybe even if you want to say you're not allowed to read svarim which are written b'isser, but if these svarim were written b'heter, so maybe then there won't be any isser to use them. Right, so there's Gerlitsky in a sefer. He wants to connect this machlekes also with another machlekes, whether you're allowed to write down teir shavaf pe. What about if you're writing down a language people don't understand anymore? Like people, you're writing kameyas. You're writing a kameya for a segula and some ksav ashuri or something, and you're writing a language people don't speak anymore. So it's not helping anyone. It's not esas es Hashem because no one's learning from it. So it's machlekes for shleinim whether you're allowed to do that. Do we say esas es Hashem? Do we say that it doesn't apply anymore? And there's a dvarim shebalpeh, iataraseh leimam bichsav. You're not allowed to write it. Or, so that's one opinion the Alter brings down. Another opinion is that, now, once we were mater to write down these halachas, even though in this case there's no tzayrach, but once we were mater. So, you can also connect to this machlekas, according to this also lasa lavi, these parts of Teir Shabbat Peh, which are already written down, which we already mater, the Mishnah and the Gemara, all these things which are already printed once we were mater, maybe we still will be mater. So, at the end, what is clear? It's kind of up in the air. So the Rebbe goes with takes on the opinion that it's going to be usur to write new chiddush Torah. That's the only thing we have clear so far. Well, in Megillah Sadarim, write down just notes for yourself. So in this sicha, the Rebbe says no. There's no other sicha. The Rebbe says that if you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah to the new chiddush, because it's going to help you understand and you're going to be mechadesh new things, and yet. And what about things which are already printed? What about things which are already printed? Are you allowed to reprint things that are printed? So that's also a question that we're going to have to wait. Yeah. Well, she comes soon, and we'll have a big shiur. Have a grace of shiur, and we'll figure out everything.